Good morning. You guys are very chatty today, which I think is a good thing. Yeah. To me, it's a sign that we're a loving church and we want to relate to others and know what's going on in their lives. Okay, dear God, I want to open the service today with prayer, so please bow your heads. Dear God, we just want to thank you for who you are. You are a rock. You are a savior. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us as you would see fit. Please prepare our hearts today for the service, dear God. It may have been chaotic to get here this morning, but just give us peace within our hearts as we listen to the music and as we listen to our guest speaker today. We would also pray for our guest speaker, Joshua Brandt, that you would just fill him with your Holy Spirit and that you would just guide and direct each of his words, dear God. And may all of the people be blessed because of what they hear today and what they take into their hearts and what they use to change their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, you want to stand with us? We will sing about the precious blood of Jesus.
You ready? You ready, Tracy?
Oh, am I starting?
No, I'm just asking if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay,
I'm going to start. All right.
All my righteousness.
Good morning, church. Brock, are you ready to keep up? Yeah, I'm going to mess him up. I know I am. All right. Let's look at what we got going on. So, today after service, we have our Not a Fan book study. Please stay, even if you're unsure if you want to attend. If you would like to know more, I know that you would be welcome. So that is today right after service. Tuesday night, we have our prayer night, 6:30 here at the church. Pastor Kenny is leading it. Friday nights, the Bible study, Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. This Saturday, we have some exciting, exciting things happening. We are having our worship night.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay. So, we had a meeting. We had quite a few people show up yesterday. But if you missed it, don't feel bad. We'll still be able to use you on Saturday. We're going to be meeting at 2 o'clock to set up. We'll be setting up food, tables, everything. And I need to get with Jennifer from the village to ask her a few questions, but everything else is all pretty much taken care of. Yes, Rebecca. All right, sounds good. We'll talk. I like it. Okay. Say again. Oh, we need food. Yes. That's the one thing that we may need a little more of, is side dishes and things like that. We might be good on desserts. Okay,
yeah.
We can never have. Okay, that's fine. I know my wife plans on making plenty of desserts as well.
You didn't say where it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it? The pavilion down by the car wash, right down in town, right
down
now.
Street.
Parking, yes. Parking is another thing. If you are helping, you can park. At the School of Music.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the okay from my boss. It's all good. It's literally right next door. Just walk across the grass.
Yep. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Should be a good, maybe even great night, I'm hoping. And I know it will be. What's that?
There's parking besides right in front and where he's at. Where's the rest of the parking?
Oh, rest of the parking. Sorry. It will be marked. And we'll have street parking. We've got permission from the car wash to use the edges of their parking area, as well as a lot of free parking at the village office. There's like a lot behind the building. Should be hopefully no issues with parking. Well, actually, I don't know.
It'd be kind of cool if there was.
It would kind of be cool if there was. I know everybody has been doing their part to invite as many people as possible. I'm really hoping that we run out of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right. So to recap, there is a sign-up in the foyer for side dishes. Please, please sign up to bring a dish or two to pass to help to feed the community. Also, there is a Facebook post that looks like that going around. If you would share that would help to get the word out. And I'm going to say if you are out in the community and someone is talking to you, it would be a perfect time also to invite them. We all know that personal invites are way more effective than just a blanket one. So you, please, please invite friends, family. We have lots of stuff planned for the kids. So please come, number one, invite, number two, and just let God do what only God can do. All right. So October 5th, that is our church cleanup. The scouts will be here. They are notoriously hard workers. So if you could please, please join us to join them, to help them, help us take care of God's house and the surrounding areas, that would be great. And that is October 5th, 9 to 11 a.m. I heard a rumor of donuts being there, because who doesn't love donuts? Cinnamon rolls. Somebody owes us cinnamon rolls. What? I don't know. It's the day after the big event. No, it's not. It's weeks later. So, all right. Our next ladies' breakfast is October 12th, and that is at Glenda's home. Ralph doesn't have that home that day. It's just Glenda's. Please bring a dish to pass. Come enjoy fellowship and prayer.
9 a.m. at Glenda's home, October 12th. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is October 21st. Lorene, did we have enough help last week? All right. So we had help, but, you know, more hands make less work, and it's more fun. So if you would come and join us that day, 2 p.m., it's a Monday, that would be great. And we are still looking at experiencing God starting in the new year. So if you are interested, please let somebody know. What did I forget, Brock, besides check-in? I did not forget that. Oh, yes. I always forget my stuff. What's up with that? All right. We are in need of help for our children's ministry, and I think other ministries. I will talk with them today. But every fifth Sunday, there's a couple of them coming up. I have no workers in any of my classrooms. I need nursery workers. I have two, possibly three positions open for the normal. The preschool is in need of a teacher as well as a helper, I believe. So if you're thinking of it, if you don't want to commit to a full year, but you would like to see what it is, I need help. I believe that these children are our future, and we need to be training them up. It is our duty as a church. So if you are feeling a tug, if I'm making you feel guilty, please come and talk to me. I would love to have your help. And there's cards in the foyer if you want to read. It gives a little description on kind of what you're getting into. You can put the cards into the offering plate, and we will put you to work. It's fun. The kids are amazing. It's a great way to be taught yourselves because they teach me every day. All right. If you have not already checked in, please text the word check to 517-522-4062 and check your children into their classes, yourselves into the attendance group. We have the printer printing. It's not printing this morning, but I did get it to print. So we are going to move forward with you as a parent will get a security code. We are going to start soon not letting the children out of class until the parents come with their code to collect them. I know all your kiddos. We all know all our kiddos. But in the hope that God brings more families that we may not know, guests that we may not know, we need to be able to protect them and make sure that who's picking them up is supposed to be picking them up. So, all right. I think I've talked enough. You got to tell me before. You're supposed to be leading me. No? Okay. All right. We are now going to collect the prayer cards. No? Yes? Yes. So I need helpers. Do I have any helpers? I have two helpers. Thank you. If you would pass your cards to the center, the boys will pick them up.
Okay, we have some praises and prayer requests here. I won't take time to read through them. We'll just do that in our prayer. But was there anything that did not get on the card, or anybody have a word of praise or a word of testimony they wanted to share? Yeah, David. Okay, and what's his name again?
Bob.
Bob. Okay.
And then the other coworker, not coworker, the other friend's kid that had back surgery because he broke his back. The surgery seems to be successful. He's been in a lot of pain and it's slowly subsiding. So just continue prayer for healing for him.
And what's his son's name?
Ryan.
Okay. I saw another hand. Yeah, Vern.
Enough, he's at peace, and Dawn as well as her brothers were there.
Wow.
Glenda. Yes, praise God. Renell?
I just want to praise the Lord for and you guys for your prayers, Traveling Mercies. We went, we're back, so.
Okay, good.
In one piece.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Roseanne? Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll spin this as a praise first. I am very blessed to have a tremendously fun job. I get to go on the road and play music. With that comes the territory of some ego, and one of my closest professional relationships. We're both pretty stubborn, and right now we're just at odds. And right now it's just difficult to go through. You know, a man you call a dear friend. Just praying for reconciliation on that.
Thank you, Connor. I feel like that's a really vulnerable thing to ask for prayer for, and I really honor that. Yeah. And not that we want to hear each other's dirt, but how can we lift each other up when we're not completely honest? So we will be praying for that. Was there anything else? Yes. Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, we just want to praise you for who you are. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your mercies are new every morning. You are the rock of our salvation. We can hide ourselves in you. You are the strong tower that we run to. Faithful God, you say that you know the plans you have for us, and they are not to harm us, but to give us hope in a future. So we want to lift these needs to you. There's a lot of hurting in the body. Father, I want to lift up Dawn this morning to you and her brothers as they have just lost their dad. Thank you so much that they were there with him. I thank you that you made that provision for that family need. Lord, it doesn't matter really how old someone is when they are a constant in our life and then they're gone. That hole is so gaping. So we just ask that you would bind up their wounds and make your presence very known to them. If there is any prodigalness in that family, we just ask that you would use this circumstance to draw lost or distant hearts back to your side. Father, I want to lift up to you David's coworker, Bob, who has got to go home, but he's dealing with some
some stuff going on in his body, and we just pray for his continued healing. Thank you for his friendship with David, who's faithfully lifting him up. Father, we lift up Ryan to you and his continued healing with his broken back. Thank you, God, for the staff that has come around him and offering their expertise. And I thank you that you preserved his life, because I know that's a very dangerous break. Father, I want to give you praise for protecting Glenda as she fell and almost hit her eye. We just praise you that you preserved her eye and that you do give your angels to bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. I thank you for just offering your protection. I want to lift up Daniel, Roseanne's Daniel, as he passed out with his bad cough. Father, we just pray against the addiction of the smoking habit. We know it's not good for us. It's terrible for our lungs, Lord. We just ask that you would use these circumstances to bring him to the point where he wants to get healthy and cry out to you for your help, because we can't do anything without you. But we do need to come to the point where we recognize that we can't do things in our own strength. Father, I lift up to you Connor's band job and this issue with a good friend. I thank you for his honesty and for his request for prayer. And Lord, if we are honest, we have those relationships in our life that are aggravating, like something under the skin, and we don't always deal with them properly. So I just pray for a spirit of reconciliation between these men. Thank you for their giftings and their talents, Lord, and I just ask that you would use this circumstance to help them to seek you all the more, and that you would give Connor the strength to just show him the fruit of the Spirit. Even though that's really hard to do sometimes, that you would just, in those moments of irritation, that you would just give extra joy and love and light and graciousness and self-control and all those things that we all need every day and every hour. Father, I lift up to you Rebecca and the pain that she is having, and her husband Ken's pain, Lord. Both of them need surgery, Lord, and they are asking for your wisdom and guidance to go to the right professionals, the right doctors who would handle their surgeries, and the when and all of that. And if there's any financial concern or any insurance or anything like that, we just cover the whole thing, lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask for your rescue, because, again, we cannot do it without you. Father, I thank you for giving Renelle safe travels on her trip. We ask for safe travels for Mike, our guitarist, as he is away, getting some sanctuary and rest. Father, we lift up to you Jan's Megan, as she has a scan on Thursday, and we do pray for good results. We just look to you with eager expectation that will be a good result, as you have done so much healing in her life, and we praise you for that. We lift up the worship event on Saturday. We are all so excited. I thank you for all of the participation, not just in this church, but all of the eager musicians and bands that have said, sure, we will cross those denominational lines and we will join you in a spirit of unity as we plan to worship in spirit and truth. Lord, we just ask that you would stir up hearts in the community to go, and that music would actually reach out into the night air, and people who are just walking down the street in downtown would be drawn over and experience something new and fresh from your hand. Thank you, Lord, for what you are planning. We know what we're planning. We thank you for your good plans, and we commit the entire thing to you, and just cover it with the blood of Jesus, that the enemy may not break through and try to steal, kill, and destroy any part of it, even the technology we lift up to you, Lord. Father, I praise you that your word says, we praise you as long as we live. Remind us, Lord. May our prayers be set before you like incense, and may our hands be lifted up like the evening sacrifice. Praise you for your love. Praise you for our guest speaker today. May you just anoint his mouth to be your mouthpiece for us. I'm eager to hear what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would please stand with us again. Some of these songs that we're doing today are going to be on Saturday, so we thought we'd bring them here for you.
help us practice.
Ready?
Where justice rolls down like a mighty water, and righteousness grows like an ever-flowing stream, and mercy resounds like the waves on the ocean. Let praises rise high on the songs of the redeemed. Where justice rolls down like a mighty water, and righteousness grows like an ever-flowing stream, and mercy resounds like the waves on the ocean. Let praises rise high on the songs of the redeemed. There is a river, it streams from the temple, begins as a trickle, but ends in the sea as it grows. Healing it will give where it flows. Everything will live. Where justice rolls down like a mighty water, and righteousness flows like
done before.
stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out.
This next song is a special. It's beautiful. It reminds me of heaven. Enjoy the lyrics.
This song is, it's one that has been important to Connor and I, but it is a picture of what heaven's going to be like. And I don't know. As musicians, I feel like we're constantly chasing that here on earth. I don't know. This vision of so many people singing out at the feet of Jesus and worshiping at the throne. And, please enjoy.
Forevermore. voices sing, hear the anthems ring through emerald courts and sapphire skies. Oh, glory, wisdom, power, strength and honor all to God our King who reigns on.
That's tough to follow. The bulletin said that was supposed to come after me.
Sorry.
No, that's... yeah. Okay. So I don't think it's any secret. I had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I now know I'm a grown-up because I got a grown-up Bible for my birthday. Well, why is that a grown-up Bible? Well, you notice it's a little bit bigger than my other Bible. That's because the letters are a lot bigger than my other Bible. And so, just to show how grown-up I really am, anybody remember the movie Brian's song? Okay, only the grown-ups. So, last week talked a little bit about accountability, and this scene from that movie popped into my head. So it's about a football player, Brian Piccolo, and he's got a teammate, Gale Sayers, and they're both running backs. Gale Sayers is the number one running back. Brian's the number two running back. Well, Gale Sayers gets hurt, injured, and I think he has to have surgery or something. And so Brian shows up at his house one day and drags him out of bed and says, "You're going to get working out because you're going to get back to 100%. And he's like, "What do you care? You know, now you're number one." He goes, "Exactly." He says, "I've been number two all my life. Now I'm number one for all the wrong reasons." And so he made it a point to hold his teammate accountable. And so last week we talked about opportunities to seek out accountability. And I just wanted to remind us that we also have a responsibility to offer accountability, much like Brian did. And you know, there's a similar story in the Bible, I think. Well, at least it reminded me of this story. If we find an axe, so Paul, or Saul at the time, he had his conversion experience on the road to Damascus. And then he starts preaching, and then somebody's trying to kill him, right? Because they're not real happy about it. And so what did he do? I don't, in chapter 9, I think we find that I'm not going to find it. Anyway, they sent him back to Tarsus. That's where Saul was from. So he went home and basically hid. And then God wasn't done, so he's working. Paul's kind of off out of the scene, but God's working through Peter and tells him, "Oh, you can preach to the Gentiles, and you know the salvation isn't just for the Jews." And that stirs up a couple of churches to start and grow in Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch. And then this guy Barnabas, he heads to Antioch, and he sees, you know, God working, and he's like, "This is really cool." And so what does he do? Let me just think. And this is in Acts chapter, let's go 11, verse 24. So this is talking about Barnabas. "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." So Barnabas, remember, he's in Antioch, he went to Tarsus. Why did he go to Tarsus? He went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, what do you think it says? It says he took him to church, and they talked about Jesus for 10 minutes after church in between bites of brownies. No, it doesn't say that. It says that he brought him back to Antioch for a whole year. They met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. So this is our stewardship moment for our guests. And stewardship's really about managing what God gives us for the purposes and the, achieve the objectives of that owner, and that's God. And a big piece of this is accountability, holding each other accountable. We found a verse in the Bible last week that says, "You will be held accountable." So we probably ought to practice that. And we sang a song last week. This is a little bit of a jump, but it had a line in it that talked about tears of failures and wasted years. And I spend a lot of time there. I'm just going to tell you, especially those that I can hold accountable. Don't do that. It's not very productive. It doesn't have many positive. You can reflect, take your lessons, move forward. It doesn't matter where we're at. God has something for us. It doesn't matter if we're the Barnabas or the Saul, if we're the Timothy or Paul, or if we're the Brian Piccolo or Gale Sayers. God has something for each of us and a relationship for each of us. So we can go look for those relationships. We can offer them up. The end. Now I'll invite my volunteers to come up and take up the offering. Somebody talked about our children as the future of the church. The future is here. Pray with me. Father God, we do thank you for all you bless us with. We thank you for the lessons you give us and the opportunity to share those lessons with others and experience from others the lessons they may have learned. And we bring back a little bit of the monetary stuff you give us, and know that it's important, and know that it's a tool that you will use to further your kingdom, to preach your name, and to bring others closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Guys. All right. Hi, guys. How is everybody?
Good.
Good. All right. Why are we sitting here? Eli says we're going to pray. Eli knows. Do you guys know how much we love you? You don't know? I will tell you, and then when we go to class, you'll know by the end of class, okay? Yeah? You're going to preschool, yes. All right, let's go to prayer. So when we pray, what do we do?
Our heads and close our eyes.
Why?
So we could show God's respect.
And why do we hold our hands still?
So
so that we don't get distracted.
Yeah, I'm really good at getting distracted. So we hold our and we sit still, right, so we don't distract others. All right. Eli, let's pray. Ready? Dear Lord, Father God, we just thank you and praise you for this day, Lord. Father, we praise you for this place that we can come and we can just bow before you, Lord, and know that you are with us and that you're listening. And Father, I just thank you for all of these kids, Lord. They are so dearly loved, Father. And we are so grateful to have them be a part of us, Lord, be a part of our body, to be the future of this church, Lord. Father, I know that they are learning and growing and changing, Lord, daily. Father, we look at them and they get taller and they share their what they've learned with us, Lord. And Father, I thank you that you created this world to have kids in it so that we as adults can be reminded of what it means to have a teachable spirit, to have a grateful heart, to look for the good in those around us, Lord. So, Father, I pray your blessings over these kids this day. Father, I do ask that you would help them to have a teachable spirit, Lord, that you would be with them as they learn today, Lord, that they would come away from this place knowing first and foremost that they are loved and they are cared for, but that they would learn more about who you are, Lord, and how much you love them. Father, we just ask that you would have your hand upon everything that is done today. We praise you and thank you for all things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand with us. We'll sing our closing song.